Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Jonathan Gray, who's really one of my favorite guests. We've had him on a number of times before. But we're going to be talking about his book, The Forbidden Secret. The Forbidden Secret. And it really goes into the background of the history of the world, of the Bible. How do we know the Bible is really true? What's really going on today, this move towards the establishment of a one-world government, tracing this back to Noah, who is either the grandson or great-grandson of Noah, and, of course, Nimrod's plan to bring about a world government, and of course how it failed. But I'm going to let Jonathan tell you this story, because there's information here that if you analyze it and analyze it carefully, there can be no question the Bible is accurate and describing exactly what it says. Jonathan Gray, thank you very much for being with us.
Oh, happy to be with you, Dr. Stan.
A fascinating book. I couldn't put it down. I have to read a lot of books, but I couldn't scan this one. I had to read every word of it. It's fascinating. So you pick up the story from the very beginning, and how do we know the Bible is accurate?
Well, I call this the forbidden secret because, as you just pointed out, there is a battle going on in this world, and it's between those that are providing the one who's providing rescue, which is our Creator, from the situation we're in, and those that want to keep us from knowing about it, and by any means, fair or foul, discredit it and stop people from accepting it. And I've called it the forbidden secret because it is the secret of eternal life, and its enemies want to keep it secret. I guess that's the strength of the reason for the title, Dr. Stan.
And, of course, there is such an effort today to discredit Christianity, to take God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, to destroy the Christians' societies that existed in Iraq and in Egypt. Basically, of course, when America goes into a country, they immediately destroy any Christian foundation. People can't understand what's going on. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. Aren't we a Christian country? And well, we were a Christian country, but we've been taken over by these evil forces that have always wanted to create this world government, going all the way back to Nimrod. And I thought that was really so interesting. They've tried again and again and again to consolidate the world, but that is not in God's plan. So please pick up the story.
Well, I guess it all started with the arch enemy of the heaven who was cast out and hijacked this planet. Lucifer wanted to be like God. He wanted glory for himself. He wasn't satisfied with the position he was given. He wasn't satisfied with the wonderful love that was showered upon him. He wanted everything for himself. When he was exiled, he made a beeline for this planet Earth, and he determined to make this his battleground. He overtook our first parents, and we sold ourselves out to him virtually, and every single one of us has fallen into line with his desires in one way or another at times, and the Bible calls that sinning. If we break God's laws, we turn our back on his desires and his wish, we are sinning We are hurting ourselves, but we're also sinning against our Lord. But not content with letting us...
All that thought, we'll be right back. Go right ahead, Jonathan.
We are not left alone on this, however. Not content just to let us go against...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
About those in his book, The Forbidden Secret. But of course, one of the most significant of the prophecies was Daniel's prophecy as to when Jesus would be here on the earth. And of course, it was so accurate that the Jewish scholars actually had to change their catalog and had their chronology. They had to change their calendar so that people would not recognize the accuracy of the ancient prophecies. And they actually removed, a dozen, couple of dozen years, maybe more than that, from the Jewish calendar in an effort to discredit the Christian message. And yet, of course, if you read it carefully, there's no question. And, of course, it was known when Christ was going to come. The rabbis knew, the Pharisees knew, the Sadducees knew when he was coming. But, of course, when he did come, Christ was not an earthly king. He did not lead a rebellion against the Romans as they anticipated. And after he had been killed, then they had to cover up the fact that he was the Messiah. They recognized that, so they simply changed their catalog, their calendar, so that basically there would be no evidence, no verification of the ancient prophecies. I think that is the most amazing thing.
Oh, yes, and I think we should get into that shortly. What I'd like to mention before we get there, Dr. Stan, is this, that when I mentioned that Jesus Christ is the only. Now, this issue is not about a religious viewpoint, whether it be atheistic or agnostic or New Age or Hindu, Buddhist, Jewish, Muslim, Christian or whatever. It's about facts that which were known to your ancestors and mine, an original common shared knowledge that the whole human race was given, and to which all ancient races testified. And they knew that a divine rescuer was coming to enter the human race at a specific future time to save every human being who would accept it. And in fact, there's evidence that Buddha, I've just been corresponding with a Buddhist this week, and I pointed out to them that there's evidence that Buddha had heard about this coming one from a man called Zoroaster, who actually served in Persia under the 6th century prophet Daniel. Daniel was made prime minister, and Zoroaster was there in that country at the same time. And he got to know about Daniel's prophecy. And from him, Buddha came in touch with the knowledge about Daniel's precise year prophecy concerning the coming Jesus Christ. And Buddha referred to him. And what Buddha said was this: 500 years after my death, a prophet will arise who will found his teaching upon the fountain of all the great fathers. And when that one comes, believe in him, and you shall receive incalculable blessings. Now, isn't that interesting? That even Buddha acknowledged 500 years before his time, that after his time, the promised one was coming. And he to whom Buddha looked forward is the one we're now speaking of, Jesus Christ. And sadly, Buddha's followers are missing out on this. And this person has broken the power of death, and he's doing what no other person alive or dead can do. And while the so-called deities of mythology are loaded with symbolism, Jesus Christ alone is rooted in the facts of history. And I think that's very, very important.
Because he was the only person who ever was able to die and then, of course, come back to life. And he was seen by so many people. And of course, if it wasn't true, then why did so many people, why did all of the disciples but one give their lives to push this this story of Jesus? You know, simply men will die for many things, but they will not die for a lie, certainly. And men will go into battle, you know, they'll fight for their friends, they'll fight for their country, but they won't intentionally die for something they don't believe in. Go right ahead.
That is true, yes. And if there's anyone listening here who thinks that there are good points in all religions, well, that's true. But all religions instruct us on how to live. But knowing how one should live is not the problem. The problem, rather, is the lack of power to do what a man knows he should. To put it rather bluntly, Dr. Stan, every religious system except one is essentially a do-it-yourself thing. Do such and such, and you'll gain favor with the higher one, and hopefully eventually achieve the ultimate. It's a case of man seeking and struggling toward God. But I see in this a problem. If you take a murderer, for example, he's committed murder, and you can't wipe that evil off by doing good things later. That you can't undo that. And the same with every other wrong each of us has done. And if we're honest about it, any works religion, you can never have assurance. For when do you know? When you've done enough good work. And this is where this person known as Jesus, I believe, makes the difference. It's what God has done for mankind who is seeking him. It's God reaching down to help us. It's Jesus, the Son of God, offers his power. Now, that's the word. Not just pardon, but power to live as one should. He removes the guilt, he gives cleansing, then power. And all of it so freely offered because of his love. You might say that, in a sense, other religious systems are sets of swimming instructions for a drowning person. But Jesus is a life preserver. That's the difference. He alone not only offers assurance of rescue, but the power to attain a relationship with one's maker. And I've known people who've studied under Eastern gurus, and once they've come to know this, they've admitted, look, there's only one teacher in the world who offers to change a man's character by taking up residence inside him, Jesus. And how different that is from the ethical system of any other faith. But the greatest thing, the thing that draws me, is his great love. His love for each is just tremendous. Love for us, each of us personally. And I must testify that for a few years ago I was violating just about every law you like to name. But now I can testify that Jesus does provide not just an example to follow, but also the power to do so. Now that's actionable in real life right now. It works today. And it delivers us from the power of enslaving habits, and it brings about miracles of life change. It's done it for me, and I've seen it happen with lots of other people, as no doubt you have, Dr. Stan.
Yes, I certainly concur. God does work in the affairs of men. I see what the effect of what he does almost on a daily basis. But there were so many other things in the Bible, certainly that the prophecies of the great empires that would result. Certainly Daniel prophesied, and here he was living 600 years before Christ was born, and yet he prophesied the coming of the four great empires, of the Persian Empire, the end of the Babylonian Empire, the Medes and the Persians, the Greeks and the Romans, and he named all of these things long before they came to pass. Each one was an effort to bring about a world government, and none of them succeeded. And Chris, the whole idea was that none of them, there would be other efforts after that, but none of them would succeed.
Oh, yes. I do believe that prophecy is perhaps the best evidence the Bible is divinely inspired. It's not man's ideas about God. It's God speaking to us. And it's the best evidence that the Bible is the most reliable source of information we can ever consult. When people try to say, what about the Sumerian texts and all these other old documents, they can't hold a candle against the Bible. And I can say that from my own investigation. Myself and my teams have gone out. I think I've led something like, in a company, something like 25 expeditions in the Bible land. And we've gone out to check out what the Bible has said about events in the past. And I can certainly testify that archaeology has not ever controverted a Bible reference. At times, the critics have said, now, this didn't happen, this is only myth, it's not true history. But now, with the resources of archaeology coming into play, we can test the Bible's claims. And I can assure anyone at all that everything that we've gone out to disprove, we've been proved wrong and the Bible has been proved right. And some of our team started off with that kind of attitude. But you just have to align it. Once you see the remains are there, their physical remains, you can see them, you can touch them. In some cases, in the case of the sulfur balls of Sodom, you can even smell them. These events did happen, and they happened precisely the way the Bible said. You can trust the Bible.
In fact, it's really so fascinating. We've taken six trips to the Holy Land, and we've been to down to Masada, which is, of course, down along the Dead Sea, and we've been there almost on every trip. And what's really so interesting is they will never take you to the remains of Sodom and Gomorrah. You know, you go there with a guide, you say, well, where is Sodom and Gomorrah? Oh, they're down there someplace, you know. But you've been there. Certainly Ron Wyatt, who I interviewed, had been there. In fact, the gentleman who's on the board this evening actually ran into a group that was going to Sodom and Gomorrah. He went there, and he attested the fact that the streets, you can still see the remains of the streets, the ashes of the buildings, and the sulfur balls. I mean, that was the most amazing thing. Why is that significant, that there's sulfur balls there in the ashes?
Well, the book of Genesis says that God rained down fire and sulfur. Brimstone is the English translation, but if you look up any dictionary, that's sulfur. Now, we've tested some of these balls. We've put lots and lots of them into our specimen bags, and sometimes, Dr. Stan, when I'm lecturing, well, actually, every time I lecture on this subject, I've got enough backup balls in my bags to use these, and every meeting I will burn one on a spoon. And let the audience not only see the flame, but they'll smell them.
But, of course, they don't take the tourists there because they don't want to give you the proof that the Bible is accurate. There's a conspiracy against God, ladies and gentlemen. And six trips, nobody ever took me to Sodom and Gomorrah, and yet I know people have been there. And they have the sulfur balls, not imaginary, but real. There is a conspiracy against God. Go right ahead, Jonathan.
It's real, all right. Now, we've tested these balls, so it's not imagination. We've tested them in New Zealand, we've tested them in the United States, and in Britain with laboratories.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Interesting that that's happening in all countries, Dr. Stan. Recently, a secret government website, to which access was only given to those in the know for communication between people, was hacked, and the information came out, and it was printed in a magazine here. by a friend of mine who runs a magazine, actually. He's a very brave man, but what he revealed was astonishing, that the New Zealand Reserve Bank, which is, of course, part of the New World Order, as are the reserve banks of all countries, had given an ultimatum to the four biggest banks in New Zealand and in Australia. The Australian Reserve Bank was doing the same, and I understand this is happening in every country. Last June, they gave an ultimatum to the four leading banks here, instructing them to get ready to seize depositors' funds and to seize mortgage properties over a certain value. And they were given until September, 2 months ago, to reply to the Reserve Bank as to how they planned to implement it in the last part of next year. So they've got a date in mind, and it means that people who still have mortgage properties in New Zealand and in Australia, I think it's above 100,000 mortgage, will have their properties seized. And also deposits of that amount or larger are planned to be seized. Now, we personally checked this out. We got into the website, and there it's all in black and white.
Yeah.
There's the secret plans, the organisations going on behind the scenes.
How are they going to, I mean, they're just going to take the right to the property? They're going to seize the right to the property? They're going to seize the bank accounts?
Apparently, possibly on a Friday night, banks will close. Monday morning, the job is done.
And that's so interesting. It's the end of 2012, which, of course, is the time which was described in Nostradamus, the Mayan calendar. But if you read the modern-day writings of the people affiliated with the New Age movement, and, of course, this is the nothing new about it. It's the ancient occult organizations brought forward. We call them New Age, but they're basically Luciferian organizations. All throughout the world, they are using exactly the same time frame. They believe, of course, that the end of next year is the time when this is all coming down.
Oh, yes, they have definite plans for next year. Of course, man proposes and God disposes, and whether the Lord would allow it to happen next year, we don't know, but we know they're getting close.
And so they're just going to seize people's bank accounts, their property, and of course then that will leave most people penniless.
The idea, I think, is to leave the people in a position where they have to obey the New World Order's demands. And control, of course, will come a lot easier if they've done something like that.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the things you discuss in your book. And one of the most fascinating to me was the fact that there is a numerical code in the Bible, this numerical code of seven. Of course, we've heard of these codes with the secret messages in the Bible. But, of course, when you go every tenth word or something, and then you come up with this a message. But you're not really talking about that sort of thing, are you?
Well, it's very, very interesting. No, I'm not talking about secret messages so much.
No, the Bible codes they talk about. But go ahead. This is something different. I'd never heard of it before.
Yes. I call it God's fingerprint. It's a wonderful thing. As we know, there's a pattern in nature. And in this pattern, we have the gestation of animals and the incubation of birds, and a hen, for example, different birds will sit on their eggs for 14 days or 21 days or 35 days, depending upon the birds, before the egg will hatch. There's a gestation period for animals as well, and it's very, very interesting to find that the number seven goes right through nature. It's stamped upon our human body. It's as though it's the fingerprint of our Creator. Now, when we come to the Bible, we find the very same seventh design that's in nature, embedded on the surface or beneath the surface of both the Old Testament and the New Testament. Now, it appears irrefutable from our investigation that the Bible and nature bear similar identification marks. You might liken that to the watermark of a certain mill that's placed upon all its papers.
Will you hold that thought, because you want to get back to this. We'll be back in just a moment with Jonathan Gray, The Invisible Code.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metal. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Remarkable things about this book, The Forbidden Secret. And basically, I mean, certainly we've heard, oh, well, you know, certainly the Bible is 66 books, and yes, and there's a certain continuity among it. But we know, for instance, that the Old Testament was written exactly. I mean, they were very, very exacting. I mean, you could write these long scrolls, and if you made one mistake, they'd have to throw away the whole scroll. And that's how the lineage of the Old Testament was maintained. And so they were very exacting in reproducing the New Testament as well. Now, of course, they've come along with some other interpretations. Of course, you have all the modern-day translations varying back and forth. But certainly the New Testament being written certainly in Greek, why, of course, the original, many of the original manuscripts, a couple of generations from those original manuscripts are still around. We're talking about things that were, you know, so to go back at the first 100 years after Christ was born. And some of those still exist. And they're very exacting. But it's not simply they're exacting. There's a numerical sequence there, which no human being could have created. So you pick up the story, Jonathan. To me, this is one of the most exciting things I've ever read, as you begin describing the background of this, devised really by a mathematician who spent a great deal of his life tracking down this fact. What's this all about?
Well, yes, to me it's one of the most exciting discoveries also, Dr. Stan, and when I'm talking to skeptics now, I raise this and their mouths are open. They have no answer to this. The Old Testament is composed of Hebrew originally and the New Testament of Greek. And both languages, every letter of the alphabet also doubles as a number. This means that every letter, every word and sentence has a numerical value, which is the sum total of each letter value. Just to give an illustration which may be familiar to us, in Latin, we know that a V, you look at some of the old clocks, a V equals a 5, X equals 10, C is 100, and so on. Except in Latin, only some letters are numbers. But in Hebrew and in Greek, it's every letter. So when you read a word or a sentence, you're simultaneously looking at a string of numbers. And you mentioned this scientist. Yes, this brings us to a discovery made by a Russian scientist, Dr. Ivan Panin. This man was one of the 10 top mathematicians of his day. And he taught in universities. He knew up to 14 languages, and he loved playing with numbers. Well, one day in 1882, Panin found himself experimenting, and knowing Hebrew and Aramaic and Greek, he began reading the Bible in its original languages. And his experiment was this. He replaced the letters in the Bible with their corresponding numbers. And suddenly, his excitement began to swell up. Now, his trained mind was seeing a mathematical pattern as he looked at it. So he kept experimenting, and after a few hours, he was totally amazed. The passages he had studied revealed unmistakable evidence of an elaborate numerical design. Now, this was far beyond chance, far beyond human ability to construct, and so what he had discovered was this, that on the surface there runs a message in everyday words, just as in any book, but the substructure of individual letters spells out a complex mathematical code, and it's all based on an interlocking pattern of 7. Perhaps we could give an example of this. Let's take the first verse in the Bible. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now, there are actually dimensions in this creation record which go well beyond the surface story. But just let's notice a few here. The sentence contains exactly 7 Hebrew words. These comprise exactly 28 letters, that's 4 times 7. You just look at the 3 nouns, God, heaven and earth. You have a total numeric value of exactly 777. You take the first 3 Hebrew words, which contain the subject, and these have exactly 14 letters, 2 times 7. And you just keep on taking all the different combinations that you've got in those first 7 words of the Bible. The 4th and 5th words have 7 letters. The 5th and 6th words have 7 letters. The Hebrew words for the 2 objects, the heavens and the earth, each have exactly 7 letters. You take the numerical value of the first and the middle and the last letters. You've got 19 times 7 letters. You take the numerical value of the first and last letters of all the 7 words, and you've got 199 times 7. You could take the value of the first and last letters of the sentence, and you've got 71 times 7. Or you could take the value of the first and last letters between, and you've got 128 times 7. Or you take the last letters of the first and last words and you've got a numeric value of 70 times 7. Actually, I can just keep going on this. There are more than 30 different numeric features of 7 in this first simple sentence of the Bible. And these 7 Hebrew words were so chosen and arranged that the number 7 is literally woven into them in every possible way. And yet, these are concealed, so you've got to search for them. But they're there. All you've got to do is know the numerical value of each letter, of each number of the alphabet and what it is for the letter in it.
Now, of course, we can't do that because we're not reading it in Hebrew. We wouldn't know what we're reading if we were reading it in Hebrew. But in the original Hebrew text, because each letter had a numerical value, why it is there. And suddenly, this was the first person. Remember, we're talking about the latter part of the 1800s, anybody had ever looked at it from this point of view. And so here's this mathematician looking at it and pointing out, of course, that everything is certainly a multiple of sevens, or is a seven or a multiple of sevens. Go ahead.
Oh, it's so incredible, Dr. Stan. And that's just the first sentence in the Bible. So somebody might ask, well, what about the rest of the book of Genesis? Yes, the entire book of Genesis is signatured in every conceivable way with the number seven. Now, it shouldn't surprise us then to discover that it also comprises the exact number of letters, just 78,064 Hebrew letters in the book of Genesis. Now, when you put those down in front of you with the eye, and I've done this in the book so anyone can check up on it, you've got 777, 00, which is 100 times, this is letters in the book of Genesis, 100 times 777, plus 7 times 7 times 7, plus 7 plus 7 plus 7. That makes up the number of letters in the book of Genesis. Now, can you imagine a design of sevens more perfect than that? But here's the crunch. Every paragraph, every passage, and every book in the whole Bible is constructed on the same astonishing way. Not just the Old Testament, but the New Testament as well.
Now, why do we never hear this? Certainly, I've read many books on the Bible. I have never heard of this before.
I think it's about time we started letting the world know about this, Dr. Stan. It's, for me, one of the greatest proofs that this is not a human-constructed book. This is a book whose very construction was overseen by the Holy Spirit.
And I think, of course, if you wanted to conceal that fact, you would conceal certainly this numerical sequence that's there. And there is a conspiracy against God. There's an organized effort in our public education here in the United States to not allow mention of God or prayer or the Ten Commandments or a morality or right or wrong or discipline. Our educational system is being used to destroy our belief in God. And certainly, why? Because, of course, those people who believe in God, they will not be susceptible to Lucifer's calling. We see this whole degeneracy. We see so many things today in the pedophilia, and we see this, and believe me, that what's going on in Penn State is simply a microcosm of things that are going on at every level of our government, at every level of our society. But this is an effort to destroy certainly a society and bring people into Lucifer's kingdom. The last thing you want to do is be able to come up with valid proof that the Bible is accurate. And this is the most incredible thing. I mean, I read that, what you've written, and I read it through several times. There is no way that this could have happened just by happenstance.
There's no way that those men could have written their books and got that to happen. We can discover that there's a deliberate structuring here which is far beyond human possibility to invent. Now, I know of scholars who have set out, who knew about Panin's discovery, and they set out to accomplish a similar thing, and they admit that after struggling for days, their efforts were in vain, without reducing the passage to a meaningless jumble. Now here, Dr. Stan, we've got something that's scientifically testable. Anyone can try it out for themselves if they've got the Hebrew alphabet in front of them and the Hebrew Bible, but I can assure anyone that repeated scientific mathematical demonstrations do prove that humans can't replicate it. And if anyone wants actionable proof in real life, then here it is. Now, what about other books? That's a good question. This interlocking numeric phenomenon is found in no other literature. Now, how do I know this? Because there are people who spent ages trying to find such numerics in the Greek classics, for example. You might take Homer's Iliad and others, or the Septuagint, which was the Greek translation of the Old Testament, or the Apocrypha, or the Quran, or other works, but they've proven unsuccessful. Now, there are other books people put in front of me sometimes, and they say, what about the book of Enoch? What about the book of Jasher? And so on. Now, it is true that Bible writers did sometimes refer to non-canonical books. Paul, for example, when he was speaking to the Greeks on Mars Hill, he spoke to them in a language they would understand. He spoke to them of writers that they respected who were pagans, but nevertheless, occasionally they made some good statements, and he would pull out those good statements and put them in front of their eyes and say, now, your own poet says that in him we move and have our being. This is the unknown God that you're speaking of. I'm the come to reveal this God to you. So he would quote a non-biblical writer. And Jasher and Enoch are both quoted, but these are not canonical books. And they were not written by the book of Enoch was not written by the biblical Enoch, but not the one we have today. But evidently there was an original book. It's not the one we've got today. Now, none of these books that we have today that we can check up on do have that numerical factor, and that's something which is interesting. It places the biblical writings of the Old Testament and the New Testament in a class of their own. And no other kind of work of man can hold a candle to them.
Well, of course, then what you realize as you read this is that this is not the work of man. It's that you see the finger of God involved in this and certainly dictating these books to the man who recorded the message. And that is why I think that we can depend upon the validity of the scriptures, because certainly as you look and see today and you see the fulfillment of prophecies that are taking place, you see the children returning to the of Israel, the children of Israel returning to the Holy Land. I mean, the Hittites didn't return to the land. The Edomites didn't return to the land. The Philistines didn't return to the land. But the children of Israel did. And, well, we can give all sorts of reasons and explanations for it, or man's explanation. But was God behind what has happened, the reconstitution of the state of Israel, almost 2,000 years after the dispersal of the Jews, after the destruction of Israel there in 70 AD. And there's so many things going on today. Right now, the major force behind everything going on is this drive to a world government. And yet this is all prophesied that these things would be happening just exactly as they are today. We're told there'd be an explosion of knowledge. The time would come you'd never be able to buy or sell. Yes, you wore the mark of the beast or made known by the number of his name. And yet, at no time in history have we ever had the computers, the ability to limit buying and selling, certainly without a number, without a credit card, without the computerized identity that we have. We're seeing, I believe, today, the fulfillment of prophecy. The average individual can't see it because he doesn't believe in prophecy, because he doesn't believe in the Bible, because there's been an organized effort to destroy our faith. But go right ahead, Jonathan.
Oh, yeah, that's very true. Now, there are lots of features that we won't have time to go into the others, but there's lots of cross features which indicate we've got the right number of books in the Bible too, Dr. Stan. I could refer to a certain Bible concordance. Concordance is something that indexes every word in the Bible. And it listed what was thought to be all of the Bible references to the word Moses. It catalogued that name as appearing 846 times. But according to our numeric discovery, that had to be wrong, because 846 does not divide evenly by 7, but 847 does. So could the concordance be an error? Had it omitted one reference? And the answer is yes. Those scholarly gentlemen who prepared that wonderful index had overlooked one reference, and that was in the book of Hebrews. And that error was detected by applying this numerical design occurring in the sacred Bible text. So every paragraph, every passage, every book constructed in the same amazing way. Now, I had somebody ask me some time ago, now the Bible's only got 66 books. does that mean that some books, I mean, if the seventh thing is, does this mean that something is missing and have we lost some of the books? Well, that's a fair question. The truth is this, that the original Hebrew Bible had 22 books in it. Today we've broken up some of those books and made them into 39, but it's still the same content. Nothing has changed. It's simply a matter of several books combined originally, and they're separated now. But if you take the 22 as it was originally given, and then and as certified by Ezra, who's mentioned in the Bible, and then you take the 27 New Testament, add the 22 and the 27, what have you got? You've got 49. That's 7 times 7. So it's perfect.
Yeah, really, ladies and gentlemen, the book of The Forbidden Secret, we do carry it. We think it's an important book, and we'll tell you at the end of the program how you can get this book. You will truly be amazed. Well, Jonathan, we've got just 3 minutes for you to wrap up the program. The hour has gone so quickly.
Yes.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Things that you need to know that not only to convince you, but to convince anyone else that the Bible is simply not written by men or man, but is written by God. And there are things in the Bible that you cannot explain simply by chance. So if you'd like to get a copy of The Forbidden Secret, it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Now, I will announce that today, for the first time, we're offering a 4-CD set of previous interviews with Jonathan Gray. It's called The Secret Knowledge. That's The Secret Knowledge. We're also announcing a new 4-CD set of my interviews with John Loftus, who had a security clearance of three levels above top secret when he worked for the Justice Department. His job was to track down the people who were involved in the Holocaust and the murder of the Jews. And basically, as he was working for one division of the Justice Department, another division of the Justice Department was actually helping the Jews, was concealing the people who killed the Jews, was actually bringing them to New Jersey, where they were given plush government jobs and allowed to live out the remainder of their lives in New Jersey. The 4-CD set of my interviews with John Loftus, and going into the background of how very powerful men in America and American corporations financed the Nazis all during the Second World War. The 4-CD set is called The War Against the Jews. So it's in the 4 CDs of my interviews with Jonathan Gray. That is The Secret Knowledge. Secret Knowledge, and certainly the other is, of course, The War Against the Jews. They're both available by calling 1-800-544-8927. The 5 CDs of the seminar that we put on, and certainly the 4 talks, and then the panel at the end, of each one about an hour and a half. They're available together by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And ladies and gentlemen, we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. There is a conspiracy against God. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need to read it. And if you can't afford it, go to our website, RandyLiberty.com, scroll down to the section on videos and scroll down there. It's the first video there. It's a 2-hour talk we gave, sometime in the, I guess, late 1990s. But it's available there for nothing. And we invite you to watch it and to copy it and to get it out. But I think the book really will help you. It has all the documentation, all the quotations that you need to understand what is really going on in the world today. And what is really going on is the fact that a small group of people have seized control of our government. They are subversives. They're traitors. They are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about the prophesied one world government and to install the new one world ruler. And of course, they want to establish a new world religion. And this has been going on for thousands of years, but we're living at an exciting time as these things are coming to pass. The book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You could also get my talks on the dark secret, the forbidden secret, and the syllabuses that go with that. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Go to our webpage, RadioLiberty.com, where you can listen to our programs 24 hours a day. Certainly at our website, RadioLiberty.com, you can access it with an iPod and an iPhone or a BlackBerry. And then please, please pray for Radio Liberty. Through the prairie, through the old. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, hopefully in a few moments they're going to be the views of David Rubin. And David was the former mayor of Shiloh, over in Israel, and certainly he's a spokesman for bringing us abreast of what's really going on in that part of the world. But believe me, ladies and gentlemen, some very serious things are going to happen, because you all know about the organized effort to overthrow the government of Tunisia, of Egypt, of Libya, of Syria, having already deposed the secular government, the military government of Turkey, and this was done by Mr. Gulen, who is a multi-billionaire who lives in Pennsylvania and has accumulated his vast sums of money because of his association with the CIA and the drug traffic, and they're using that money to bring about this radical form of Islam all throughout the Near East and the Middle East and across America, where we have all sorts of Islamic schools, basically charter schools, financed with your tax money and indoctrinating the youth all across America in 100, 150 charter schools in the Turkish culture. Why would we be indoctrinating American citizens, American children in the Turkish culture? Because we don't want them to be American citizens. We want them, of course, to actually be part of this worldwide radical Islamic movement to destabilize the world. Well, right now, of course, we have David Rubin with us, and we want to, of course, find out what's going on over there, because there's a very real danger before long that we're going to see an attack on Iran. Now, is it going to be an Israeli attack? Is it going to be an American attack? Well, we find out this last week that the United States has provided bunker buster bombs for the people in Abu Dhabi. Abu Dhabi? Well, that's the capital of the United Arab Emirates, and they basically they bought bunker buster bombs. What would you do with bunker buster bombs? I didn't even know that the United Arab Emirates even had an air force, but apparently they do. Whatever would happen, they would be acting as surrogates for Israel or the United States. But is there going to be some sort of military attack over there? Is this a real or contrived threat? Are there people who want this as a great diversion so we won't see other things that are happening in the world? I want David Rubin's thoughts on this, because you have heard me many times. But, David, thank you so very much for being with us.
You're welcome. Good to be back with us.
Why don't you give us the background as you see what's going on over in your part of the world, because there's increasing threat to the stability of the people there in Israel, and I know our friends who are over there are really very, very concerned, and justifiably so. Tell us what you think.
Well, it's obvious that we are in a very, very dangerous situation. The tension is building up all the time. And it's nothing new for us. We, you know, back in 2007, when the United States government was saying that their intelligence service, certain services were saying that the weapons are not going to be used, that the nuclear program is not for purpose of weapons. Well, in Israel, nobody ever believed that. And what we see now is that we were right. The IAEA report makes it very clear that the Iranian nuclear weapons program is at a very advanced stage.
Well, hold that thought. Go right ahead, David.
So we see that now, that the nuclear weapons program is at a very advanced stage, And now everyone is asking, well, is Israel going to attack? When is Israel going to attack? Well, Israel has been asking for a long time, will the United States attack? Will someone else attack? Because the word from the Obama administration for the past few years has been, don't attack, that Israel should not go forward and attack, that it would create a chaotic situation in the Middle East and in the world. Well, you can't have it both ways. We are talking about a situation which is very similar to pre-World War II Germany, when a madman named Adolf Hitler was planning to take over the world, and he was doing everything in his power with his Nazi movement to do so. He used the powers that Germany gave him, the freedom that he had in pre-war Germany, to go ahead and come to power. And once he got power, he did away with those freedoms that he used to attain power. We're in a similar situation today. We have a leader named Ahmadinejad, backed by the wild-eyed Ayatollahs of Iran, the leaders who, the religious leaders who sanction jihad, who sanction terrorism, who sanction war against all non-Muslims. And this is something that I detailed and that I explained in great detail in my book, The Islamic Tsunami. And it's important that everyone understand that what we're talking about is not just a nation innocently trying to attain nuclear power in order to achieve some sense of national pride, as Ron Paul mistakenly said. What we are seeing is a country that wants to use it to destroy Israel and to destroy the West.
All right, fine. Well, now, of course, there's some people that we have. One of our good friends who's Jewish is our regular guest on our program, and he said, look, basically there's no way Israel is going to attack Iran, because if it did, within a few hours, why, you would have probably 100,000 missiles aimed at Tel Aviv, and Israel will be back in a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Chris David Rubin feels very strongly that Israel is going to have to attack Iran, because of course Iran certainly wants to eliminate Israel. Certainly the rantings of Ahmadinejad and talking about destroying Israel and destroying the great Satan. And of course we're told that Israel is, pardon me, that Iran is very close to developing a nuclear weapon, or as some people say, by March of next year they'll have 5 nuclear weapons. I don't know that's necessarily true, but assuming that it is, assuming that there is a danger, would actually Iran really use those weapons, knowing full well that America would simply launch enough weapons on Iran that they would simply wipe Iran off the face of the earth? Certainly if Iran was the first one to use nuclear weapons against Israel or any other country, why, it would be eliminated. Do you honestly think that they're that foolish that they would risk the lives of their 70 million people for gratification of eliminating Israel? Would they be that stupid?
Well, I'm not sure, but I have to tell you this. Israel isn't even a country of 70 million people. We're a country of 7 million people in a landmass about the size of New Jersey, which is about 1/700th of all of the Islamic nations that surround Israel. And we can't take a chance like that. We don't have the luxury of a big landmass and an ocean in between us and our enemies to take that luxury and to take that liberty. And the fact is that we don't know for sure if President Obama and his administration are going to stand behind Israel. And that is the real issue here.
Well, but the counter argument is, but if Israel were to attack Iran, well, you would immediately have certainly the missiles that Hezbollah has, the weapons that Syria has, the weapons that Hamas has, and I suspect that Israel is probably that Iran has some very sophisticated missiles that it's gotten from China. We know that China's the closest trading partner. We know that China has very sophisticated missiles because we have given China the technology to develop very sophisticated missiles and to target them, and they have intermediate range missiles. You'd probably have close to 100,000 missiles raining down on Israel over a couple of days. Could Israel withstand an attack of that magnitude?
Probably not. Look, the fact is that everything you said is fairly accurate. We know that they possess these missiles, and we know that they have, just Hezbollah alone has upwards of 50,000 missiles pointed at Israeli cities. Nonetheless, the argument could be made, should we have attacked them sooner? But the fact is that we haven't. So the question is, so what do you do in a situation like that? If we let the United States take the initiative, and it could be that President Obama is going to say, as other leaders have in the past, Israel, you don't do the attacking, because if you attack, then it'll create a chaotic situation in the world. We will attack, and you just sit tight. That could be one scenario that could play out. Another scenario could be that the United States will not choose to attack. And if the United States does not choose to attack, then Israel has no choice but to attack, because eventually they're going to have not 50 to 100,000 missiles pointed at Israel, but 200,000 missiles pointed at Israel, and something would need to be done about it. So if Israel launches an attack on Iran, it's going to have to be a multi-front attack, a preemptive attack on Hezbollah in Lebanon, on Hamas in Gaza, in order to prevent those forces from getting involved and jumping in. So sometimes the initiative has to be taken. Stan, I've been living in Israel for about 20 years, but I grew up in New York. And I used to play a lot of basketball in New York. And one thing that I learned there is that the best defense is a good offense. And that is the reality when it comes to real-life situations like this, where sometimes you have to be preemptive, sometimes you have to not wait for the enemy to attack you. We have a basic principle in Judaism. If somebody comes to kill you, kill him first. And that's the situation here. That's the situation we're facing.
Well, basically, of course, the question is, what will the Obama administration do? Certainly, if you read between the lines in the Wall Street Journal, and I read the Wall Street Journal editorials very closely because I believe that there is an elite that controls our government. They have an agenda, and you can usually tell what is written on the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal. If you read it very carefully, the message is there because there are other people who understand exactly what I understand, only they would be taking more of the elite position, and they want to know what's going to happen, and certainly the inference is, and we editorial written just this last week, would suggest that there's a lot of pressure in the United States by the elite who really do run our country for an attack, certainly on Iraq. In other words, an American-led attack on Iran. And certainly, because I considered part of the press, I have the opportunity to get the information coming out of the Council on Foreign Relations. They had a meeting there just a few days ago. And the overall theme that was coming out of this conference and meeting was that America was going to have to attack Iran. What is it make out of this story that suddenly the United States is transferring bunker buster bombs to the United Arab Emirates and the people in Abu Dhabi. I didn't even know they had an air force. Did you?
No. Well, apparently they have something there, but yeah, that would seem to indicate that that there is a possibility of the Americans jumping in, and because when look, we've seen from past precedent in the Middle East and the Persian Gulf. That usually the president will try to get together a team of allies in the Arab world. That happened with the first Persian Gulf War. It happened the second time around. And so we've seen that. And that would usually be a situation where Israel would be asked to stay on the sidelines and just let the Americans do the job, because if Israel is involved with the Americans, then the Arab nations are going to say, no, 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 they can't be involved because no Arab nation can be seen to be cooperating with Israel. As I've always said, and as I wrote in the Islamic Tsunami, the Shiites and the Sunnis may be at each other's throats. The Shiite Muslims and the Sunni Muslims may be at each other's throats in regular times, but when Israel is involved, they somehow manage to join together.
Well, we've heard those stories that basically, secretly, the Saudi Arabian government, which is Sunni, and certainly the other governments over there, would love to see Israel take on Iran and destroy it. But basically, they may appear to be certainly, you know, a united Arab front against Israel, but certainly that there are some behind-the-scenes negotiations between Israel and some of their Sunni neighbors that they would certainly not look at all askance if Israel were to attack Iran. What are your thoughts on that? I mean, we're not talking about the superficial, you know, hate Israel, you know, they've got to wipe them off the face of the earth. But the real feeling is, we'd love to have you do it, but we don't dare say this publicly. Is that possible?
Well, you have to remember that Iran is a Shiite Islamic country. It's totally Shiite. And the Saudis are very much at odds with Iran. I always say that there are two main countries that would like to lead the Islamic tsunami against Western civilization. And one of those countries is Iran, representing the Shiite Muslims. And the other country is Saudi Arabia, representing the Sunni Muslims. They both see themselves as leadership of the Islamic world in what they hope for will be the eventual caliphate or takeover of Judeo-Christian civilization. That, having said that, now there are also other Sunni Muslim countries that have risen to the fore recently, such as Turkey, and Egypt always has seen itself as a guardian of Sunni Islamic values, but obviously they have their own problems right now internally. So, But all of these Sunni forces, I believe, and I have reason to believe this, that they would be very happy privately if Israel would attack Iran. They would never say it. They'll scream and yell and talk about the Zionist invaders, and they will have UN resolutions and all of these things. But privately, they would be very pleased.
Hold that thought, and I certainly agree with it. This is what I'm thinking in the back of my mind. If you're out there in the listening audience, ladies and gentlemen, you have a question. David lives over there in Israel, and he's very close to what's taking place. I mean, we're in a real crisis situation, and I believe that this war is going to affect us. Our telephone number here is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question for David Rubin, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Well, David.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued.
Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
That because Israel is not going to have an alternative. If America doesn't attack, why Israel is going to have to attack? And people feel that, you know, if you wait until you're attacked, you're at a disadvantage, you're going to have to do something. He believes, of course, that we would have to attack, Israel would have to attack simultaneously, Lebanon, they would have to attack Hamas in Gaza, as well as Iran, so it would be a three-front war. He doesn't know about Syria, simply because Syria and Assad are so wound up, of course, with their own civil war at the present time, and would they really want to get involved with a war with Israel? Would this put them in a very weakened position? If you have any questions, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But, ladies and gentlemen, this is a very, very serious and very, very dangerous situation. Now, basically, of course, we're talking certainly about 50,000 missiles, certainly in Lebanon alone. I mean, this, if these were to rain down on little Israel, a country, you know, some places it's only 8, 10, 20 miles wide, and it's a very, very small country. Basically, of course, there's no way it could survive, in my estimation, a successful missile attack with even 50,000 missiles. And certainly, if Syria were to come in, there'd be another 50,000 missiles, and Iran would have missiles. But basically, what about an anti-ballistic missile system? Now, we hear, of course, we have the Arrow system over there, and it works. But when we're talking about the number of missiles we're talking about, I mean, the Arrow would never do that. Is it possible, is it just possible, that Israel is certainly being willing to risk an attack because they have some sort of a secret and ballistic missile system that, of course, would be able to effectively bring down almost the vast majority of the missiles, and that this is unknown to the to most Israelis? And I'm speaking of something I read about in the Jerusalem Post only once, but we do read the Jerusalem Post, and I have been told by people who have their ear to the ground over in Israel that the Nautilus system, a laser-guided system, both air and ground-based, would be able to take out most missiles coming in. Could there be any truth to that, do you think?
Well, there is a system that is being worked on and developed, and there was a successful test recently. But we, as I said earlier, we can't rely strictly on defensive systems, because the defensive systems, while they may pick off some of the missiles, they wouldn't get all of them. Probably not even a majority of them, and even if they get a majority, so the small minority, we're still talking thousands. So it's a very dangerous situation, and I believe that it's very important to be preemptive, and to take the fight to them. And unfortunately, we have a situation, as you described and as we discussed, where we're talking about a multi-front war, which would be very likely. And unless Israel was so quick, as in the Six-Day War, where we managed to accomplish everything that we needed to accomplish within 6 days.
But that was a whole different situation. This was not a missile war. And the missile wars, I mean, these things go so quickly.
Well, sometimes missile wars, yes, sometimes missile wars can be a lot faster.
Right.
But there we were talking about ground troops.
Right.
And we managed to do it within 6 days, and on the seventh day we rested. So here we are talking about a situation where if Israel is quick and acts quickly and massively, whether it's Israel or the United States or whoever may do it, then it can be done very effectively. We're not talking about a situation where the Israeli or American armies need to get bogged down on the ground in these countries.
No way. I mean, basically, my fear is that this is going to be a very, very fast, but a very, very devastating war. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Ladies and gentlemen, this is one of the greatest threats I said that you have ever faced, because I think that if there is a war, it could have ramifications. Well, let's go quickly to Herman, who's calling us from Carmel. Herman, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes. I've heard it said that if there is an attack on Iran, it could result in a rise in anti-Semitism.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, well, David, certainly our caller is saying, oh, he's heard some comments that if there was an Israeli attack on Iran, it could result to increasing anti-Semitism or anti-Jewish feeling here in the United States. Certainly, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, there's always that possibility. Look, that they're really two separate, although related, issues. If something is going to cause anti-Semitism, well, that doesn't mean that Israel needs to just sit back and let the Iranians cause another Holocaust. I mean, sometimes you have to do what's right, and you have to do what's right, even if it does cause something like that. Look, the reality is, I think back to when I was a teenager, still living in New York, and the Israeli army attacked Iraq, the nuclear reactor in Iraq. Okay, this is going back some 25 years or more, and after that attack, I remember going to a newsstand the next day and seeing the headlines, and there was a woman who was at the headlines. A woman at the newsstand, and she mumbled to herself, "Damn, Israel is going to bring all of us to war."
Okay, hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with our guest, David Rubin. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly we had a caller, Herman from Carmel. Incidentally, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. But Herman was calling, asking, well, certainly if Israel were to attack Iran, why, of course, would this give rise to anti-Semitism? And David was saying that when Israel attacked the nuclear production facilities, nuclear bomb production facilities in Iraq in the early 1980s. He remembers going to a newsstand, and a woman was looking at the headlines on the newspaper and saying, "Oh, those Jews are going to just get us all into a war," something of that sort. Very derogatory towards the Jews. Of course, it was a magnificent move on their part, because of course this discouraged Saddam from trying to develop nuclear weapons. But go ahead with your thoughts on that, David.
Okay, this was a comment that I overheard. She didn't realize my views or who I was or anything. And at that time, we have to remember that Israel attacked that nuclear reactor in Iraq. It was destroyed, totally wiped out, and nuclear plants were set back until the present. And the fact is that thousands of lives, maybe millions of lives, were saved by that attack on that reactor. Now, someone who's an anti-Semite, someone who has these anti-Jewish feelings, is going to come out of the woodwork anytime Israel is strong. I would much rather have people hate me as I am a victor, as I am saving thousands and millions of lives in my country, than to have people love me when I'm in a gas chamber in the concentration camps.
Well pointed. Anything else, Herman, you wanted to say?
Well, I agree with you, David. I've asked our listeners to pray for the peace of Jerusalem and Israel and the Middle East, and that if there is an attack on Iran, and if the nuclear facilities at Bushehr or elsewhere are targeted, that there will not be contamination into the atmosphere, which potentially could affect down the road millions of people. So that's my hope and prayer. prayer.
Okay, well, fine. Thank you, Herman, and I certainly would echo that thought. Okay, our telephone number. Go ahead, David.
Yep, well, I certainly agree with him, and that is something that we all need to pray for.
Our telephone number, of course, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And, of course, coming at this from an evangelical Christian point of view, I think that only God is going to be able to intervene to help Israel, whatever happens, and whether Israel attacks, America attacks. But, we really need, of course, to have people praying for the peace over there. And if peace is not there, I pray that that God will protect Israel. I may not always agree with Israel's foreign policies. I don't like some of its leaders. But I believe that the children of Israel are in the Holy Land because God wants them there. Well, let's go to Eric, who's calling us from Michigan, and get Eric's thought on this. Eric, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I do, actually. There is a history of false flag operations. And, of course, Dan, as you have masterfully proved with your own due diligence as well as other authors, the CIA has a rather infamously nefarious history of creating the best enemies money can buy. Evidenced by, Gaddafi, Saddam Hussein, of course infamous boogeyman of all, Osama bin Laden.
Okay, fine, but do you have a question for our guest on this?
Yeah, I do. Well, David, are you aware that Paul Bremer installed a Sharia-based constitution in Iraq, and that back in 67, the USS Liberty was deliberately attacked to foment a war with Egypt, and that was with the full authorization of McNamara and others in the Pentagon.
Okay, thank you, Eric. Let's get David's response to that. Sydney, David, what are your thoughts about the whole idea that Eric was expressing?
Yeah, well, Eric was throwing out a lot of thoughts at once.
That's a difficult thing because it gives you two or three questions, and certainly the issue having to do with the CIA creating the best enemies money could buy. Let me address that. I don't want to put you on the spot. But
well, that's okay.
Yes, we do many times create enemies. I often say nothing as it appears to be. Everything is illusion or delusion. As far as the attack on the USS Liberty, I believe this was actually instigated by people in Washington, D.C. Yes, it was carried out by Israel, but Israel was under the orders from Washington, D.C., because our leaders were quite willing to sacrifice the lives of all of the American servicemen aboard the USS Liberty, because, of course, they wanted an excuse to go to war with Egypt. Anybody wants justification for that, you can get my 4-tape set on the USS Liberty. We actually have that. We actually have 2 DVDs, one put out by the BBC, the other put out by the Survivors of Liberty. And I don't want to put our guest on the hot seat for that. It's a hot issue. But I am firmly convinced that this was not an Israeli idea. In fact, we know that with the first flight of Israeli warplanes that went there to attack the Liberty, the leader of that was an Israeli officer, and he refused to attack. He violated a direct order. He would not attack the vehicle of the ship. He went back. He was arrested and court-martialed. The next officer who led the attack did carry it out, because when you're in the military, you do what you're told to. And, of course, they were simply carrying out orders, but those orders did not necessarily originate in Tel Aviv. They initiated in Washington, D.C. with Lyndon Johnson and Robert McNamara. If you want to verify that, get our 4-tape set, our 4-CD set on the attack on the USS Liberty and weep, and weep. Our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question for David, but we're talking about something of tremendous danger, not only to Israel, but to the peace of the Middle East, the peace of the Near East, and of course, it could have tremendous implications here in the United States. Certainly, I believe if there was a war in that region, if there was an attack, why, the Iran would block the Straits of Hormuz, the price of oil could go to $150 to $200 a barrel and decimate the economy of our country. So, as an American, I think every one of you out there in the listening audience has to realize that nothing happens in a vacuum. There's always the law of unanticipated consequences, and I really fear that certainly, not only, of course, for the implications for my country, but the terrible death that could take place both in Iran and in Israel. So, David, what's the next thing? What is there anything else you'd like to leave with our listeners? Would you like to give out your email or address where people could get your book?
Yeah, well, I think it's very important for everyone, and I think especially for those who are stuck in the 1960s and don't seem to have moved on since then and don't understand the threat that is going on today, the Islamic threat to the world, which we are facing today, and to Judeo-Christian civilization. So I strongly suggest that people get a copy of The Islamic Tsunami, and the best way to get it probably is just to go on Amazon.com, and The Islamic Tsunami is available also by phone at 1-800-431-1579. That's 1-800-431-1579. You just tell them you want a copy of The Islamic Tsunami by David Rubin, and it's that phone number is available 24 hours a day.
Do you have a website you'd like to get out?
Sure, I'm sure. We have two websites. One is the book website, which has lots of information and further information about the book, as well as some media appearances and different things. So that is IslamicTsunami.com, IslamicTsunami.com. And there's another website that people, I think, would find very interesting, especially those who really care about Israel and really would like to find a way to partner with Israel and stand with Israel in these difficult times. And that is the website of my ministry, which is called the Shiloh Israel Children's Fund. Shiloh Israel Children's Fund. And we help terror victim children. That's something that I started after my three-year-old son and I were wounded in the terrorist attack almost 10 years ago. And from that terrorist attack, I realized that after my son came home from the hospital, he was shot in the head. But thank God he recovered. The bullet missed his brainstem by 1 millimeter. And as a result of the trauma that we saw after he came home from the hospital, the psychological trauma, and the psychological trauma of so many children, I realized that I needed to start something to help these children. So that's how the Shiloh Israel Children's Fund came to being. We help the terror victim children with therapy programs, educational programs, and we have a website, which is ShilohIsraelChildren.org. ShilohIsraelChildren.org.
Well, you know, the tragedy is, David, that most Americans really have no idea what it is lived would be like to have to undergo a terrorist attack or to lose a child or to see the psychological impact on a child by something that has happened. You're certainly, our children are used to being safe, and when we can't keep them safe, nothing we can do can avoid a terrorist attack. And I'm just so glad that your son is, certainly is, did not end up either dead or paralyzed by this. Does he still have some psychological problems from this, or is it pretty well gone now?
Well, it seems that he's fully recovered. He went through months of psychological therapy himself, and at that time we had to travel about an hour away to go for those therapies. Because children need a special kind of therapy. They can't just go sit down with a therapist when they've been through a psychological trauma like a terrorist attack. And they need music and animals and so movement therapy, art therapy. So this is what we established in Shiloh, in the biblical heartland of Israel. And these programs are wonderful. And thank God my son has had a full recovery. He actually just had his bar mitzvah, so we're about close to 10 years after the attack, but not all the children have recovered so easily, and that's why we're there. We're able to help, and people from the United States and many other places in the world stand with us in these difficult times.
Well, I think that we are moving into difficult times for Israel, for America, for really the whole world. And what really bothers me is that certainly most Americans really do not realize the implications of the seriousness of the events taking place. Any one of the events, certainly, whether it be the situation, certainly as far as the stability of the Near East, the Middle East, this conflict between or potential conflict between Israel and Iran, what's happening with the collapse of the economy and over there, and certainly in Europe, what's happening to the certainly the serious financial problems here in the United States, the moral breakdown, the loss of a moral foundation in our own country. The average individual seems so oblivious to all of these things. Do you ever get that impression? It's just almost like you're whistling as you're going past the graveyard.
Well, so sometimes I do feel that way. Look, Americans love their football games and Hollywood movies, and frankly, as one who grew up here, you know, I like good Hollywood movie and a good football game. But the fact is that if people don't wake up to what is really going on, they're not going to be able to watch their football games and their Hollywood movies, because that right will be taken away. The freedoms, the liberties that Americans enjoy and have enjoyed since all the way back to the founding fathers, those freedoms would be taken away if we allow these Islamic ideologues take over, because bit by bit they are chipping away at the freedoms that we enjoy.
Well, freedom is not free, and it has to be maintained by every generation. And if people forget what freedom is all about, they don't realize, of course, that freedom is the gift of God. Why, of course, that freedom is lost. And we like to very often to quote those words of Thomas Jefferson, which are, of course, engraved in the marble of the Jefferson Memorial in Washington, D.C. And that is, quoting Jefferson as saying, God, who gave us life, gave us liberty. But can the liberty of a nation be secure when the conviction has been forgotten that liberty is the gift of God? I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and his justice cannot sleep forever. And of course, I look upon what's happening, certainly in our country. I look upon what's happening in Israel, and certainly this conflict between Israel and Iran, or Iran and Israel, as certainly a spiritual battle. The average individual does not understand what's going on. They don't understand the implications of what's going on, the prophetic significance of what's going on. And, well, this is why we do 5 hours of radio a day. Certainly our guest has been David Rubin, and of course his book, The Islamic Tsunami, and certainly you want to get a copy of it and read it. And once again, why the Islamic Tsunami, and I guess David Rubin, you can look up the internet and get reference to it. We'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program right here at Radio Liberty. Well, David, we have 3 minutes for you to wrap up the program for us tonight.
Okay, well, you've been...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades, these great United States
plans accordingly. And certainly, make your preparations. We're going to see dramatic changes in America, and they're coming in the not-too-distant future. We're, of course, asking you, of course, to certainly to get some of our material, my books on my book on the Brotherhood of Darkness will give you an understanding not of what's happening, but why things are happening. You need to get my talk on the dark secret and the forbidden secret. The syllabus is going with both of those, which will take you behind the scenes. If you have not ever read, of course, David Rockefeller's memoirs, how much of it is trite, but there are a few statements there when he talks about the secret cabal that he's a member of. On page 405, you need to get that and need to understand the foundation of America's economic policies. If you want to understand David Rockefeller's Trilateral Commission, well, you need to get Barry Goldwater's book, With No Apologies, and read from page 280 to the end of that chapter. It's worth 20 other books. As Senator Goldwater explains to you exactly what is happening and who controls the American government today. And that, of course, would be the book With No Apologies. We have used copies, all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we ask you to give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us as we reach out across America 5 hours every day, and then on our weekend program. We have about 65 or more outlets now on a regular basis. We're picking up new outlets all the time, but they're expensive and we have to pay for them. And we're able to do this because people do join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And, of course, join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And then, of course, remember, you can go to our website, radioliberty.com, where you can listen to our programs 24 hours a day, because a lot of them are repeat programs, but you can hear us on our website at radioliberty.com. You can hear us on your iPhone, your iPad. You can hear us on BlackBerry if you have access to a telephone with unlimited minutes. You can listen to us 24 hours a day, our Genesis program, by calling 760-LOW-SS11. That's 760-LOW-SS11. And it's a miracle that you're able to listen. And of course, try to get other people to listen. You can hear us. If you have a satellite, a KU band satellite, you can hear us 9 hours a day. If you have shortwave, you can hear us 3 hours a day. And if you have a local radio station, of course, whenever we're there, but get on the internet and it's in the, if you have access to it, listen and then encourage others to listen. Your job is to get people to listen. It's my job to convince them. We're involved in a spiritual battle, and there's a powerful spiritual forces behind the events that are taking place over in the Near East and the Middle East today. Nothing happens in a vacuum, and the longer I live, the more convinced I am that God does rule in the affairs of men and that there are powerful spiritual forces at work, some of them good, some of them totally evil and depraved. And that depravity permeates every aspect of the world we live in today. So we ask you, of course, to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for Alex Jones and Joyce Riley and Ron Paul. And we ask you, of course, to pray for the other people who have radio programs. We ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for caring about your world, doing the next right thing. Sometimes that is challenging people, because all we want is the truth. That's what that is. What we are known for at the Power Hour is searching for the truth. And if we don't have it, if we did it wrong, if we understood it wrong, we want to know. We really do. We want to know. We want to be able to say deep in my heart, this is how I believe. This is what I base it upon. And one of the big issues that we have now taken on is that of the aborted fetal tissue that allegedly may be included in our food. Is it or is it not? There's two sides of the story. There's also a response that you're going to have from one of the companies participating in this. I spent the good part of yesterday attempting to get statements and people to come on the program because I know that you found this a very important issue. And what are we talking about? Well, if you didn't hear yesterday's show, you're going to be a little bit behind on the discussion. I'll leave it for now at the fact that it is, just check out the email blast from yesterday, but is there essentially a flavoring enhancing item called natural ingredients that contains basically human fetal tissue? Yeah, you're shocked at that at breakfast? I know you are. But it is so huge, it needs to be dealt with. We will talk about that a little bit later. Also, there is a major event at Occupy Wall Street today, a day of action. They were kicked out of the park, and it was not too nice a way, obviously. So what has happened now is they are going to gather, first of all, going to Wall Street, going to occupy the subways, then they're going to occupy Brooklyn Bridge. You can imagine what this is going to do to New York City. They're not quite sure how the New York City police are going to handle this. But they have said, well, now they've been kicked out of their park, so they're going to go occupy other areas. You know, it's a pretty serious thing that they threw away over 500 of their books. They're not happy about it. That says something right there when police will trash books, don't you think? Well, we have got lots of news today, but I want to spend some time giving you a statement that has been issued to the police department by a former police officer. It's going to be a little bit lengthy, but it will be worth it. Because Mike Rupert has now made this statement on behalf of Occupy Wall Street. As a former police officer himself, do not harm innocent people. You're going to hear his statement that is being sent out to all law enforcement people, and we'll see what the response by them will be. So it is incredibly interesting this day. Stay with it. The markets are very unstable. It looks like the United States is now going to be drawn into the Eurozone mess. President Obama is busy in Australia yesterday telling the Australians, yeah, we'll send some of our people down here. We got a lot of leftover money and weapons, and hey, we'll help you out. China says, you're going to do what? And I think the American people ought to say, you're going to do what? Cameras are following Ron Paul around. He seems to be the only sane person that hasn't given in to any kind of graft, corruption, or hanky-panky. That's right. And they're following him around because I think a lot of people know he's going to come out of the chute very soon. And the whole idea about Newt Gingrich now being found to have accepted $1.5 million from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? What? How? And why? Well, the answer is kind of startling also. You can discount Newt Gingrich. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with lots of news. Stay tuned. The Power Hour. We'll be back.